visibility is 10 with light rain. You're ceiling 4,000 broken, overcast 6,000 now. Temperature 7, dew point 1, altimeter 29 or 38. Good to hear you back on the radio.
Great to the chain, ma'am.
On Friday, for the first time since Raven Air Group filed for bankruptcy earlier this year, a de Havilland Dash 8 airplane landed on Tom Madsen Airport's short runway. The appearance of a Raven-branded aircraft could be a sign that regular commercial flights between Anchorage and Unalaska are on the horizon. Aboard the aircraft was a 9-person delegation of Raven executives and FAA officials. Rob McKinney, CEO of Raven Alaska, was among them. He leads the company that bought Raven Air Group's core assets in the wake of its sudden bankruptcy.
We've invited the Federal Aviation Administration to fly with us out here to Unalaska, to, you know, probably one of our more challenging destinations, to make sure that they're comfortable and happy and can see that we are offering a safe service to the flying public.
It was a dry run to test the Aleutian route before giving the embattled airline the go-ahead to resume scheduled air service. McKinney says he originally hoped to relaunch operations in mid-August, but due to a number of hurdles getting FAA and DOT approvals in place, the airline shifted the timeline to mid-September and eventually continued pushing the relaunch back. But this week, the FAA granted permission for the airline to finally begin flying charter flights, and the DOT issued what's called a show cause order, which opens a 14-day window for anyone to show cause for the DOT not to find the air carrier fit, willing, and able to provide scheduled air service. The FAA declined a request for comment. While regulators take public input during the two-week window, McKinney says larger companies will be welcome to charter the 37-seat Dash 8 aircraft round-trip from Anchorage to Unalaska.
So we'll be able to at least hopefully start moving fishermen out here and get prepped for the next season coming. So that's something. It's not all that we'd hoped for, but it's at least a little bit of service to get the community back connected.
McKinney says Raven has planes and flight crews ready to go, and the airline could start serving places like Unalaska in just 2 weeks if no formal objections are lodged during the 14-day window. The airline hasn't published ticket prices. McKinney says Raven is working to code share with Alaska Airlines to allow customers to purchase tickets through Alaska Airlines' mileage program.
I talk with Alaska Airlines about every week, and they're eager to start working with us, but they too are to make sure that safety is what it needs to be. So they're going to come in and do their own audit of everything that we do, fly on our flights, and then when they're ready, they will give us the blessing. But they've said it's their intention in the future that they going to repartner with Raven.
McKinney says the initial plan is to fly Dash 8 planes between Anchorage and Unalaska. Eventually, he says they hope to use larger aircraft, but he ruled out deploying a Saab 2000, the model involved in a fatal plane crash that killed one passenger and injured more than a dozen others on Unalaska's runway last year. Reporting in Unalaska, I'm Hope McKinney.